There's a story told that has often been told about our Savior.
Praise be to God. Thank you.
As they nailed his hands, he cried, they don't understand.
Ecclesiastes 6:3. If a man beget 100 children, that'd be old, wouldn't it? He did a long time. If a man would beget 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. It would have been better if he had not even been born. For he cometh in with vanity, and he departeth in darkness. Turn right where you're at right there. Go to 8 and 10, Ecclesiastes 8 and 10. Chapter 8, verse 10. And so Solomon said, as he wrote, and so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from where? From the place of the holy. And they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. You may be seated. I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy. The place knew it no more. It would have been better for that man had he not even been born.
Amen.
Come on, the soul of a man, my Lord, goes through life and never experiences God in his love.
Right.
It would have been better not even to come into this world.
Right.
What would it profit a man if he would gain the whole world and lose his own soul?
Bless him, Lord.
A chemist said that if you would boil the human body down, our human body is 65 to 70% water. It goes through your cells, your muscles, your bones, your brain, your whole body. If you would melt it all down and get the minerals out of it and the chemicals out of your body, the human body that you live in is only worth $2. But can I tell you, there's a price tag upon your soul that is worth more than a million worlds like ours. Hallelujah. You're more important to God. Your eternal soul is more important to God than a million worlds, a field with gold and silver and the riches and the pain. I'd rather have Jesus this morning and to have my soul filled with good. Hallelujah.
Amen, brother.
My God, help us, Lord, I pray. What are you saying, Solomon, the wisest man other than Jesus Christ, filled with the spirit of wisdom and knowledge, and knew the heart of God? What are you saying, Solomon?
Yes.
I've seen people miss it. They were right in the place of the holy. They were right in the house of God and in the temple. And I saw a message.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Oh, Lord. I've seen them right where the presence of God was. They had their chance.
Bless
but they
him,
blew it and walked away. He said, I saw them buried. They lost. They lost their chance. And it's now gone forever. How many millions of graves are filled with regrets this morning? Listen to me, beyond the suffering and the torture of hell's eternal burning flames is the feeling of regret that will gnaw inside of your conscience of a person forever. If I could recall my life and live it over again, I would give it to God and I would serve him. I had a chance, but I forfeited it. I ignored it. I love the world and I love the material things and I sold out of my soul for money and for pleasures and for entertainment and I lost it all and I live with the regret of it. Oh God, there's millions of souls this morning. If they can recall and God can open up the pit of hell and bring them out, that they would change their life, and they would serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Raise your hand and praise Him this morning. If I could only get out of this place, but I live with the regret of it. Oh God, it eats on me day and night.
Bless Him, Lord. Amen, brother. You're right.
God.
Touch Him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Bless Him, Lord.
Come on.
We need the Holy Ghost revival's what we need, or we're going to die if we don't get
You're
it.
You're right, brother.
You're right, brother.
Stand back the fire, God. I've been praying, brother. I want you to really pray for me. I've got confidence in your prayers. This man prays.
Bless Him, Lord.
I want to see God bring in the harvest. The fields are wide already in the harvest.
Bless you, God.
And the laborers are few. Oh, God, they're not. Do you really realize what's in the word P-E-R-I-S-H, a six-letter word? Oh, God. Hallelujah. The harvest is past. Summer is ended. And we're not saved. We're perishing without a home. My God, my God.
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, reach unto it again, God. Return unto us, Lord, and pull up on our hearts to reach. Oh, Lord, under all this unto thee. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh, God.
Touch Him, Lord.
So close, yet so far. Outside of those wooden doors, people pass day and night, lost without hope, going to a devil's hell. They don't know Jesus. They're all walking right on into eternity.
Amen.
They're on a wide road of destruction. Wide is the gate. Broad is the way. And many there be. Are there gone that go therein? But Lord, I want you to know, once the sinner passes from this life, oh backslider, it's time to wake up. For once you head in unto hell, and the gate slams shut behind your back, you have no more opportunity. There'll be no more conviction. There'll be no more salvation. It's over with forever. Today's the day of salvation. If you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Because of the Messiah, it's time to run and run to the cross. Because I said it's time, a sinner man, that you wake up. Oh Lord God.
Amen. Come on, brother. Glory to God.
Hey!
Glory to God. Bless Him, Lord.
I saw the wicked buried. And I can say this morning, I've seen sinners buried. I preached many funeral services. I've been up there preaching over a coffin with a body laying there of a backslider. Oh, God.
Oh, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Bless my brother.
Oh, God.
Bless my brother.
Come on,
Lord.
We need a
brother. Have your way, oh, God.
So close, yet so far.
Yet so far.
Almost. But I missed it.
Bless Him, Lord.
Oh, God. They hauled old Apostle Paul before King Agrippa. Had chains and balls on him. He barely could take a step. They brought him in before old Festus and Agrippa. Oh God, he said, King Agrippa, he said, I might be bound in this body. He said, but I am free in my soul. He said, Agrippa, he said, at one time I persecuted the church of God. I had the Christians drug and put in prison. He said, but on one day, he said, I was on the road to Damascus. He said, at about midday, O King, I'm giving you my testimony that I ain't the same man that I used to be. There's a change in my heart. I don't serve the devil anymore. Jesus turned me around. I saw a light above the brightness of the sun, and it blinded me, O King, and I fell to the ground, and it was Jesus Jesus of Nazareth, saying, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Arise, for I have called you to go preach my word and to preach the gospel and to bring them out of darkness into the marvelous light.
Amen. Woo! Bless him, Lord.
As he was preaching, he said, King Agrippa, he said, they nailed Jesus to the cross. How then they buried his body. And on the third day, God raised his son up. Well, praise be to the Lord. And this ministry that he's given me, he said, oh, Agrippa, I'm not afraid to answer you, for this was not done in a corner. And you know, Agrippa, that I'm telling you the truth. My Lord, oh, Festus said to Paul, you're beside yourself, oh, Paul. Oh, much knowledge makes you mad. He turned to Festus. He said, I'm not mad, because Agrippa knows. He knows the truth. And Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. You call that man and you call that king out of hell. He would have said, I would have gladly believe the gospel.
Amen, brother. Bless him, Lord.
I would have gladly took your Christ, Paul. I would have gladly stepped down from this throne and would have received Jesus. Almost. There's people in hell, and they'll go to hell. That was almost persuaded.
Right. Amen, brother. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I had it, but I lost it.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
I had it within my reach.
Oh, God.
Some had it in their soul.
Man.
Some had it living in their heart.
Bless him,
but
Lord.
They lost
Amen.
It.
Come on.
They lost eternal life.
Come on, brother.
Oh, God.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Within reach of it. But it's now gone forever. I had a chance, but I blew it. Can I ask us this morning in this congregation, how close can you get to heaven and still miss it? How close can you get to God? How near to Jesus can you get to feel his touch, to hear his voice, oh God, and still lose out? Oh God, where are you at, sinner? Where are you at, backslider? Where are you at, lukewarm? Where are you at, careless soul? The times are running out, and God's are trying to get your attention and to turn you. Hallelujah, boy.
Praise be to God.
People are so careless in this day and hour, so careless.
Yes.
They take nothing spiritual serious.
Right.
Not serious minded. They've lost the fear of God.
Come on.
That's right. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I read this. A sister Missy, she came up to the house the other day. She comes up here and we have prayer meeting, Sister Maria. We talk about Jesus and pray. A story is told of a mom and her little young daughter. The mother had a very expensive vase that money could not purchase. It was a sentimental vase that money could not buy. It was a beautiful, costly vase of great sentimental value that was passed down from generation to generation to her, to that mother. It sat on the mantel and adorned her living room. The mother often showed her little daughter and explained the story behind that vase, how important it was. The mother told the daughter that one day when she was gone, it would be hers to keep. It'll be yours, honey. This vase will one day fall into your hands and it'll be yours. Take care of it. Cherish it. That vase, honey, belonged to my grandmother. Then it came to my mom and she passed it down to me. When I'm gone, it'll all be yours. Would you take care of it? Don't ever let it get out of your hands. Cherish it and keep it, honey. Keep it in your memory. One day while the mother was busy in the kitchen, she heard a loud crash and glass breaking. The little girl came running into the kitchen to her mom crying. Mommy, I just lost my generation. I appreciate how you're raising your family.
Mom.
Mom, I just lost my generation.
Oh, God.
I handled it careless, Mommy. And now it's broken. That I can't put it back together. I lost it. God.
Oh, God.
Come on. Yes, there's help for a backslider. There's hope for a backslider. But let me tell you something this morning. You keep refusing Jesus. You get beyond remedy. The devil and sin will wreck your life and tear you into a million pieces, and you will be beyond remedy. Raise your hand and praise Him right now. I'm going to keep and I'm going to cherish what my Jesus gave to me.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Glory to God.
Don't slip. Don't slip one inch in anything of your convictions this morning. Man. Come on. The Lord is a revive in me. Fasting and praying sometimes 2 and 3. I'm not bragging. Don't you think I'm bragging. Sometimes 2 and 3 days a week. Oh, God. And I didn't realize how far away that I really was. I really didn't realize how much of a burden I did not have. I just never realized how dim I was really shining until I began to lay it all aside. And now I see the worth of heaven. And now I see my need more. Listen to me this morning. Don't slip. If you was close to God, more closer to God than you are this morning, you have slipped and you have lost something. Oh, God, don't let us lose our vision and our burden and our desire and our dedication and our commitment unto the Lord. I feel Him this morning. There is a seriousness. The Holy Ghost is here. Oh, God, renew us and restore us.
Amen. Yeah. Glory to God.
Jesus, give the parable of the woman with the 10 pieces of silver. There was a woman one time had 10 pieces. That's a complete, it's a fulfillment. The 10 pieces is one in one respect a fulfillment. It's all there. It's complete. Her life was complete.
God, have mercy.
I can see her when she go in there to her secret chest. Sister Alicia, she would open the lid on that old-fashioned chest. She raised it up, big old trunk. And she'd get those bag of coins out. She said, man, this has been passed down to me from generation to generation. Oh, I got 10 pieces of silver. And she would shake that bag and she could hear almost like music inside of that as the coins danced together. Look what I have, look what I have. But she became careless, pouring it out of the bag. Counting the coins and flipping them and looking at them. She lost a coin. She went to count them and put them all back in the bag. Lord, do I have what I once possessed?
Oh, God.
Well,
Blessed be God.
Is all the things that you've given me, Lord, to use for you, is it still there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And she began to look everywhere. Oh, God, where's the other coin? We live in a day and in a generation right now where people are content they can lose one. It don't bother them. They'll lose two, and they'll count and say, at least I got eight left.
Come on, God.
Bless him, Lord. Amen.
Come on, I'm all right.
Amen.
I'm all right. They'll get down to five and be half full. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, well, I'll go on. I still got five. But I'm going to tell you something. The jingle ain't there like it used to be.
Amen.
I said, the joy ain't there like it used to be. That woman put those nine pieces in that bag and she began to ring it and shake it. And the music just was not the same. The sound of the victory was not the same. What was it she said? Jesus said to that woman, said she could not find that one piece. So she swept the whole house until she found that lost coin. Come on, I want to tell you sometimes before we can find what's lost, listen to me, before we can ever find what we have lost, we're going to have to clean house. Raise your hand and praise him. I said we're going to have to clean house. Let the Holy Ghost deal with you and sweep. Take up the rugs in the heart of your heart, in the house of your heart. We'll call it him and begin to sweep until you find that lost coin. She found that coin and put it in the bag, and the music was there, the joy was restored. I'm telling you, we live in a time we need a house cleaning. I shook your head of eye. I said we need a house cleaning. Raise your head and praise him. There's some things we lost and we need to get them back and restore them.
Yes, Lord.
So true.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Oh, seek. If we're not careful, we can lose precious things that can never be replaced. As it happens in the natural, some material things that money just cannot buy. Old-fashioned classic things of yesteryears, antiques, that speaks of history in bygone days that had such a high value, a sentimental value, has been lost. People are so careless.
Yes.
They don't pray anymore. They don't realize the worth of something. Parents and grandparents die off, and the young generation just sees no worth of what was left to them. Shotguns and rifles have been left from great-great-grandpa, fell to the dad leaves it to the son. No interest whatsoever in it. No value, take it and pawn it for some drugs. Oh, God, some pleasure of this world. Sentimental things, oh God, see no worth. They see no worth of their heritage. What was left in their very hands and possession. Listen, Brother Jason, I've got my dad's pocket knife. I don't have it with me. I've got his watch that he wore around his precious little wrist that I cherish. But most of all, Brother George, I've got his Bible. I got the Word of God that he read. I got his teachings. I got his prayers that I hold dear in my heart, and I'm not about to ever forget or let go of that. I've got a heritage, and you raise your hand, I got a heritage of what was left me. I'll forever, Brother George, I'll keep my Christian raising in the depths of my heart forever. I've got a heritage. It's a rich, eternal heritage that came from the Lord through my mom. and through my dad. I'm not for sale, devil. Raise your hand. I'm not for sale with anything in this life.
Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be God.
And I tell you, this thing is true in the spiritual. You don't realize what you possess and what has been passed down and given to you. If you don't cherish it and take care of it, you'll end up losing it.
Yeah.
This salvation was paid for with a great price.
That's right.
The spiritual things are eternal and of far more value than anything in this world. And if you don't take care of it and hold on to it, you will lose it and never get it back.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mom, obey the Lord.
Somebody might correct me here and let me know the real, but I heard this story. I want to tell you this story this morning. Hold on to what you know and what you have spiritually. What you've been given and taught, you better handle it carefully and cherish it and protect it. Don't let anybody talk you out of it.
Yes.
Water it down. Don't you let this world or the devil ever diminish its worth and value it in your heart. The devil will tempt you with many, many things of this world. He'll try to get you to trade what you got that God gave you and blessed you with and trade it all for something else.
Amen.
I'm not for sale. I'm not giving up what Jesus has done for me and given me. I will not give it up. Husband, for wife, for companion, for brother, for sister. For aunts, uncles, grandparents.
Amen.
For children. I'm not compromising.
Right.
And giving what I know and what I have.
Glory to God.
Listen. Family and friends will rob you if you let them.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Bless him, Lord.
They'll come right into your very life and you'll end up compromising. And going their way. And lose what you got. I refuse to let this world talk me out of it. I will not let money buy me out.
That's right, brother. Come on.
My soul's worth more than money.
Right.
Here we go. There was a man one time that said, and I don't remember who it was, but it stuck in my heart. There's a man one time that said, every soul has a price tag on it if the right thing came along at the right time that they were offered, and they were offered enough, they would sell out. What is it that's knocking on people's door this morning?
Yes.
At the right time, and the right person, and the right thing come along. I heard a great gospel singer, listen to this. I heard a great gospel singer and piano player say one time that he had a knock on his door. When he answered it, there was a man dressed in a very expensive, shiny suit. Very expensive. He said, I let that man in. That man wanted to come in and talk to me. Very friendly. Big smile on his face. He came with business. There was something about him that stood out. He wanted to come in and talk to me about something. I opened the door and I invited him to come on in. Come on in. He said, I let him in, and the man came and sat down at my table. He was sent by the syndicate. It's an organization of businessmen to promote him with an offer into the country music field. The man looked me in the eye and said, if you will accept this offer, I guarantee you will be made rich and you'll prosper. I will put you to the top with your talent. You will have money and fame and be great, and you'll make it to the top of the charts. That sounds real good, don't it? In one respect. What got me about this whole story, Brother Earl, about the whole story when I heard the man tell it? The man said, when I heard it, this gospel singer, musician said, there was such a power and a spirit behind that man that it was all I could do to push it off of me and resist. I'll tell you, the devil's got more power than you really, 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 really realize. He's got power. He persuades and he paints pictures. He entices and he lures. Come on through this world. Come on. They've been many, many that left the gospel church and went singing into country music, and they made their millions. Where did they get their talent? They knew what the anointing was. Come on. He said, it was so strong that I had to reach down inside of me and muster the spiritual strength to say, no, I'm not interested. I am a born-again Christian, and I cannot accept your offer. I will not trade or give up what God has given me, what He's blessed me with and showed me. I will not forfeit it, and I will not let it go. It is my very life, and it is my hope. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. I got something this morning that is eternal.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Glory to God.
Lord told me to look it up on my phone because the song that I sung here a while ago, How Could You Refuse Him Now? And the song, I saw the light, no more in darkness, no more in night. Hank Williams Sr. wrote those two songs. Listen to this before I let you guys go. The famous country singer, songwriter, and music star, Hank Williams Sr., with a guitar strapped around his neck, thrilled his audiences with popular songs that became hits, and they made the charts. Songs about women, adultery and booze and partying. God tried to get a hold of him. The Holy Ghost dealt with Hank Williams' heart with heavy conviction, trying to turn him and save him. The Holy Ghost dealt with his heart so hard that while he was under that holy conviction, the Lord, while he was under the conviction of God's Spirit, he wrote two gospel songs that are sung today. How Can You Refuse Him Now? The lyrics that he wrote and sung were, and you heard me sing it while ago, about Jesus on the cross, bleeding and a dying, my Lord paying the price. How can you refuse him now? I've been telling you, conviction draw you and try to pull you to God, my Lord.
Lord, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
On the cross, bleeding and dying, Jesus faintly, faintly cried, Father, forgive them, please. I saw the light. I saw the light. I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I would not let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Listen to the second verse. I was a fool to wander and stray. For straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I've traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. The biography of Hank Williams Sr. Oh, Hank, dear soul, how could you write such and sing such songs and words like that and still die lost? How close to heaven can you get? My Lord, how could you do it, Hank? Williams was raised raised in a fundamental Baptist church. He was steeped and surrounded from his earliest childhood in the church's sermons and their music. He remained fond of the fire and brimstone images, especially the songs. His dear mother played the organ at Mount Olive West Baptist Church. Mr. Williams, you were right in the very presence of God and right under conviction. You had it in your hand and it came to your mind and it pulled on your heart and you were raised different. You were close to the kingdom of God and you walked out. Somebody got a hold of you with an offer and you went into the world and used your talent and got lost. Hank Williams died 29 years old. On New Year's Day, starting a brand new year in 1953, January the 1st. A 29-year-old man that had, if he had it all to do over, he would have stayed with his mama in church and stayed with God. He died in 1953 in Oak Hill, West Virginia, in the back seat of his Cadillac while his chauffeur was driving him for his next appointment to sing. The last song they said that Hank sung before he died, "I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive" is the name of it. Come on. As he was dying from an alcohol-induced heart attack, that's what alcohol would do, his chauffeur said Hank's last words as he was moaning and groaning and dying. The last words that he uttered was, "No light for me. No light for me." Don't ask me why I'm teaching this way this morning. I think you know. Don't ever let the devil talk you out of what you have. It's very dangerous. When you begin to lose your joy, listen, as a close. When you begin to lose your joy and desire in serving God, you're getting on dangerous ground.
Amen.
When you let up praying and reading God's word daily and coming to the house of God and being in the presence of the Holy Ghost and anointed preaching and singing, come on, you will lose the excitement and the spiritual strength in serving the Lord. And you stand most vulnerable to Satan's temptations. When you let up spiritually, you get weak. This is when the devil comes with some fleshly, worldly offer. And your enemy will woo you. He'll woo you down. And there will be no resistance in your heart and life to say no. When you get tired, listen, when you get tired and you get weary of the struggles and battles, if you ain't careful and you don't pray and stay committed, you'll lose interest in spiritual things and you'll end up trading your salvation for something else, some worldly offer. You'll be like the little girl with the expensive vase. You lose it. Money ain't everything. Prestige and power and fame and riches and opportunity has been the death trap for millions of souls. Can I tell us this morning, the love of money and its pleasures after drowned the many in perdition and took them down. This world has a voice. It calls and it beckons every day. Satan is the master of deceit. He lures through entertainments and the new gods that has risen up through the modern day gadgets of technology. And the technology has stolen people's minds away from God and His Son Jesus. Jesus. Ecclesiastes says that the eyes of a man is never satisfied with seeing, and their ears are not satisfied with hearing. They want to see more, and they want to hear more, and they want more entertainment. Our generation is a craving more and more of the lust of the eyes, and the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, my Lord, and the love of the world is an enemy to God. And whosoever loves the world is an enemy of God. How many cell phones will be bought this Christmas and handed to little children? I see ribbons. I hear paper tearing. I see boxes are being opened, and the whole world are being placed, hallelujah, with all of its sights and with all of its sounds in a little thing about as big as my hand. And the whole world is on the internet. Raise your hand and praise him this morning. The temptations are great.
Blessed be God.
Amen.
Blessed be God.
Mom.
A lot of people don't see the danger. You don't see the danger. You play with fire and take it into your bosom, you're going to be burnt.
Right.
You're going to be burnt. If you can't handle it, you better get rid of it.
Amen.
I said, if your eyes ain't sanctified, you better get them sanctified.
Amen.
Come on. The doorway down into your heart. The doorway is your mind. And what you listen to. And what you entertain with your eyes and look upon. And it entertains. And it gets into your mind. And there's a little golden cord that runs from the brain. And it goes right down into the inner man. It goes right into the core of the heart and the soul of man. That's the reason people are bankrupt. That's the reason people are backslid. Right in the house of God, you come and you profess with your lips, but your heart is far from God. You let the world entertain you, and the Spirit of God is gone.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
Oh,
God, help us, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on. Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on. Obey the Lord.
You can't tell me you can look and watch adultery.
That's right, brother. Come on.
You can't tell me that you can behold evil and behold sin and look at half-dressed women or a third-dressed women. Dear God, you cannot do it. The lust of the eyes and the flesh is a ground in men and women. It's coming into our young generation. And you try to preach and to warn people to lay aside all of these weights and these sins. I'm telling you this morning, people did have it at one time, but they lost it. They were near. They come and gone from the place of the holy. They were in the presence of God, but they're not with God this morning.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
you're
God.
Right, brother.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Glory to God. Have your way, Lord. Come on,
yes,
brother. Bless him, Lord. Have your way. Bless him, Jesus.
People know right where you are.
That's right.
You might feel the pull of the pastor. Don't think when I'm looking at you, you're guilty. I just, when I preach, I'll stare you right smack in your face.
No, that's fine.
I love my brother. He knows that.
Amen. That's right.
Some preacher said, man says, let me learn, Lord, not to look at anybody in the face when you put that Holy Ghost conviction message on me.
Come on,
bro. Okay, well, this will clean you up.
Come on.
Give him a wave offer right now. I said, this kind of preaching and teaching will wake you up, and it'll clean you up.
That's right.
One preacher said, you got what you had. You got what you wanted, but you lost what you had. You can't shout. You have no victory. You have no joy. Come on. Hallelujah. Ask Hank Williams Sr., what happened to you? The world got in my eyes. I said, the world got in my eyes.
Amen.
And I lost my soul over it.
Glory be to God.
Come on. It's cleanup right time right now. If you can't, come on. I think we need to shut some things off and get rid of them.
Praise be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Lay it down and walk off from it.
Yes.
God bless him, Lord.
This is your job, Lord. Oh, God.
Very good.
Oh, God.
Have your way, Lord.
Come on to the piano, would you all? Come on, come on.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. Bless my
right here. Lord. Right here, Brother Jackson, is what I want to look at.
Right.
A little narrow path that leads to heaven.
Amen.
And I don't want anything to block me.
That's right. Right.
Can you raise your little hand right now, Jesus? Dear Jesus, right now, Lord, I know the truth. I know my Bible. I know what it stands for. Lord, I know. I know the feeling of it. I know I've been there and I've tasted and I've drunk from the well that's in the pages of this Bible. I know that it's clean. I know that it's pure. I know that it's holy. There's victory right here. This is what I want to look at. Alicia, this is what I go to every day of my life. Hallelujah. I can't kneel down very much on that old knee that I had surgery on. But I sit there in my study in every corner, and I pull my glasses off and I say, Jesus, show me the way. Lord God, I want to make it to heaven. Would you stand with me this morning? I want to make it, Lord. I don't want anything, Brother George, down here to hinder me. I don't want to lose now, Brother George. I don't want to lose out now. Come on, do inventory right now in your heart. Have you let anything hinder you? Have you let anything slow you up? Anything in your life to dim your vision?
I praise you, mighty God. I worship you, Lord.
Come on, let's find a place to pray. I beg you, I beg you, I beg you in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Don't play the part of the fool. Solomon said, I saw the wicked perish who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and the place knew them no more. That would have been better for an untimely birth than to live and not know Jesus.
And God, no matter what it takes us, God, I want to
so sweetly came me.
Keep your eyes
on embrace the cross, Lord. Embrace the word and the promises of God. And I hold to him. Cherish my heritage. I cherish the spiritual things of the Lord. Glory to God. I'm out at home. Hallelujah.
They have lost the vision of him. As we travel along this pilgrim way, we have burdens and heartaches to bear.
Jesus.
But with the vision of Jesus,
yes,
and heaven in view,
going.
There's nothing in this world.